This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Through the Raymond Mdaka Foundation, Coach Raymond Mdaka has been making, a difference in various sporting codes. And now he's here to tell us all about it.
And of course, we welcome this morning the head coach for the South African National Under 20 soccer team, Coach Raymond Mdaka. Coach, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Coach. Before we get into our conversation, I'm sorry I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to put the spotlight on you a little bit. Coach, you saw the game yesterday. Yeah, no, this is the price you pay for having the conversation with us. Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot. What would you say to Bafana Bafana if you were their coach? Like, it's the morning after the game. Here we are. What would you say?
Yeah, well, normally it's a World Cup. We know the level of the competition in the World Cup. It's our first game, and normally the first game, mostly when you play in this kind of competition, there are a lot of challenges. So we might have lost it, but I still believe we have not lost it. On the basis that I don't want to talk about the inside of the game per se, but the mind of the game, the mind of the players, because in terms of preparation, we'll always not have enough time to say we've got enough time to prepare, but mentally so. I would say most of the first games might come up with challenges, but after the first game, that's where we pick up. You remember in our World Cup when we played the first game in the under-20s?
Yeah,
we slipped off, but we were able to pick up in the second game, and I'm positive the boys themselves will be able to pick it up, and we can take it and go. We still have a very big chance.
Okay.
We can be the third best, and We don't have to lose hope.
All right. No, I like that. I'm going to hold on to your words, Coach. But then let's get into why we are having a conversation with you this morning. Actually, Coach, let's take it back to where it all started. For you, Coach, where are you from?
I am from a village somewhere in Bolobedu. That's where I was born. That's where my parents' family is. It's a village called Mkwati Village around Bolobedu in the Mpopo in Zane.
Coach, Lea Abba.
I did my primary school in that village. I did my high school, but I completed my matric in a Shangani school, Sioko, just not far from my own village. So I speak Shangana, I speak Soto, like nobody can pick up. Lovedu in particular, like Lovedu and Shangan, like nobody can pick up the language that I speak.
Oh, wow. No, that's really good, Coach. And, I think because we're going to be a little bit out of time, but then I want to actually come to the part where we look at the Raymond Mdaka Foundation, your passion and the role that you play in unearthing talent in our communities through the foundation.
Yes, you know, the passion in football is, I don't know how to call it, because once you are in sport, you'll always be in sport. I've been in sport my life, and I've learned what sport can do to a person. I've seen how sport can change life, and I've seen how sporting people can achieve in their lives. So, more especially in our rural areas and in the schools, from where I come from. Nowadays, the school sport is there, but football is not played that much. So, this is the only sport that I think we blacks can talk of when we talk about sport. And in terms of us unearthing challenge talent, that's just the place to go. We get kids when they're still very young. So I felt, because most people, when they say it's weekend, when people say we are going for maybe for a rest or whatever, we are in football. Let's see if through this program wherein kids can play. And then my wish was to say, as it goes, if they play more than four times in a year, because now kids might finish the whole year without playing. So I felt like, much as it's my path, it's my life, it's how I live, let me see if I can bring the whole communities come together, look at the talent, and see if we can talk about somebody coming from this area in the 10 years to come, in 5 years to come. I got this belief, not only in football, to say the future of any other communities lies in the youth. So for us sometimes to be happy, we need to be going to touch places. So I felt, let me do this program. Much is very difficult and a lot of challenges, honestly. You need to have something that you don't have.
All right.
You need to have some energy that you don't have. It's quite complex, quite difficult. I'm really enjoying the pain.
All right. So, Coach, somebody who want to learn more about what you do, what do they do?
We play netball and football. I started with four schools right from my village that are around there. On a 2 days, on a 1 day tournament, they played. Then the following year, it went to 8. Then the following year, it went to 16. And now I have got another second. As I'm speaking to him today, it's the first day to finish in 1 second. And next week, we're going to another second. It's about 37, 38, or it's 11 plus 6, it's 37 schools that are taking part in this tournament. And we still have more that want to be part of the tournament. So by God's grace, I think one could extend. You'll have maybe ladies football as it goes. You may end up playing volleyball and grow it, because very honestly, so in a country, we only realize and find few of the kids that are talented, because we don't really put much into the development structure. So I felt, let me feel the pain and go through that.
Well, Coach, we just wanted to, you know, commend you for these the amazing initiative that you have through the foundation, and just wish you more success even in the future. Thank you so much, Coach. That's head coach for the South African National Under 20 soccer team, Raymond Mdaka.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.